For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Power Punch. Get charged up on the truth. Now, Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
Unfiltered, unapologetic, and unable to get through the traffic. What are y'all doing on the roads? You have stumbled upon Power Punch. Well, you're tuning in, and I appreciate that. And while it's stop and go in the world of trying to get that last minute holiday shopping done, it is go, go, go in Joe Biden's war on American energy. My name is Larry Behrens. We talk all things energy. We really talk everything here on Power Punch, but it's going to be an energy focused wrap up to the end of the year. That's right. You know, it's coming 2023. We hardly knew ye. And sadly, Joe Biden made a lot of headway in his war and trying to undermine America's energy industry, drive up prices for the rest of us, and make sure his friends across the world, except here in the United States, made a nice, sweet buck. But it was also, let me start out with the controversial stance. It was also the year the green bubble burst. That's right, Joe Biden's green bubble burst, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing they can do about it. Let's get started with a whole bunch of things. So we're going to hear from Mayor Cub Scout Pete here in a little bit that he's got a case of the sads rounding up 2023. But I want to, you know, just take you just through a whole bunch of just fun stuff that Joe Biden was trying to accomplish this year that just went off the rails. We're going to start with offshore wind projects. Not something we really worry here in the middle of America, but it is something that Joe Biden has tried to push, particularly with his friends in New Jersey. It's, you know, seen as a key component of what Joe Biden is trying to do in the, using the fake quotes, green energy movement that he's supposed to do. Of course, all of this comes from China and child mines in Africa, but let's for a moment use their words and say green energy. Well, it was significantly failing this year in both New Jersey and New York. And these are the blue of blue states, are they not? They had massive offshore wind projects that were canceled this year. So the taxpayers sent, I believe, $1 billion to this offshore wind project in New Jersey. And it was only, I think, 2 or 3 years in the making. And it was all, you know, rainbows and happiness, all the greenies. It was their big I told you so moment. This is going to be, if not the largest, one of the largest offshore wind projects. I think it was literally called like Ocean One and Ocean Two. You know what? They're not so good with the names, the greenies. Okay. So they were going to call it Ocean One and Ocean Two. And they're going to provide, you know, pave the road to the green future in New Jersey. Big windmills offshore. It was going to be wonderful, according to all the leftists. Well, it turns out that the company who was behind it, just fiscally, they ran the numbers. It can't work. They knew it couldn't work. They were going to put in all the money to build it, and the taxpayers were going to throw a ton of money, had already thrown a ton of money at it. The governor of New Jersey even passed a law in July of this year saying, it's going to happen. I super duper peaky swear it's going to happen. It's just around the corner. By October, the whole thing had fallen apart. He was so excited, Joe Biden and the governor. They even went as far as signing a law allowing the wind company to keep the federal tax credits that Joe Biden gave them. So those tax credits were supposed to go to the people paying electric bills in New Jersey. And they passed a law saying, no, we want this so bad. We want to kick the football so bad, Lucy, that we're going to give you $1 billion in these tax credits. Then what happened? Company canceled, got the money, walked away. And not just any company. This wasn't Joe Pa's Windmill and Penny Saver Emporium. And not to, you know, cast disparages on the penny saver. This was a massive wind company across the globe, and they couldn't make it work. They took their billions and run. The governor's saying, well, we're going to get some of that money back. By some estimates, they'll get maybe 20 cents on the dollar back. But let's just say what it is. Here we stand on the cusp of 2024, And that means it's been, what, 14 years since Solyndra? The solar company that Joe Biden sent, I believe, $500 million to, that they took the money and went belly up. Now the companies don't go belly up anymore. They just take the money. It is such a green scheme. And it was all over the place in 2023. I'm looking at the notes here because it even got worse. It was back in 2021 that Joe Biden paid a virtual visit to a little known electric company called Proterra. And they were going to bring electric buses. Did your city order these sweet electric buses? They were going to bring electric buses. They make the batteries for them. And Joe Biden paid a virtual visit because he was still masking up and quadruple vaxxing and all that good stuff. This was like in April 2021, when for most common sense people, the pandemic, they had moved on. Joe Biden, common sense have really never gone together. As well as Joe Biden and green success don't go together that well, because he went there and he told the company, "We're going to end up owning the future," I think. He loved the company. He said they were fantastic. And not only that, his energy secretary, it turned out later, had a whole lot of stock, had hundreds of thousands of shares of this company, and had Joe Biden come in and say how great it is. Now, this wasn't this year, but this was 2021. A few months after Joe Biden's virtual visit, his energy secretary sold her stocks, made a cool $1.6 million, you know, as a person does, just like you or me would, made a cool $1.6 billion. And now we come to 2023, and what happened? The company filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. I don't know if they even delivered a single electric bus, but it's okay, because Joe Biden's going to own the future. He says this company is the future. His energy secretary got her cash. And we need to recognize the pattern, because there's going to be, I think, a shift in 2024. And I'll tell you where the shift is going to be. But first, let's recognize the pattern. Here's what greenies do. They take tax money from every available source they can. They'll pass a bill. They'll hold on to your tax credit. They'll raise it on ratepayers who are struggling to pay their electric bill. They'll collect these, you know, dollars and cents and gazillions from everywhere they can. And then they go and hold a ribbon cutting at such and such green company. Here's this wind farm. Here's this solar farm. Here's this electric bus. We're going to own the future, to quote Joe Biden. And then the company starts stumbling a little bit. They don't quite meet expectations. And well, here's where we end up. And this is what Mayor Pete said this week.
It seems more and more like car dealerships can't sell them. We had a friend who just tried to have his dealers were trying to sell him an EV truck, a Ford 150 EV, for $10,000 because he wanted to clear the lot of it. And car makers are losing a lot of money. Ford is losing $36,000 per vehicle. How do you convince, one, the customers to buy them, and two, the car makers to continue to churn them out when they're losing money on everyone they sell?
Well, first of all, if you know somebody who's selling a new Ford F-150 electric for $10,000, please give me their number.
I'll give it to you. I'd be happy to.
That's something I'd love
Jeff
to know.
Jeff Sika, who's right here, will tell you.
We had, but yeah, please do. There's about a million EVs sale. That was a new record, and the share of EVs has about tripled. But there's going to be year-to-year fluctuations, right? A year ago, they couldn't stock them fast enough. Now we're seeing more of those ups and downs in demand.
They're calling it fluctuations. If the green movement of 2023 had an album, a CD, as the kids call it, we'd name it Fluctuations, because that's how they're trying to rebrand the failures. And you know what? Fluctuation means that there's some good points. It was all bad in 2023, and not just EVs, but this is what has happened. So they've lost a ton of money. And Joe Biden has his, especially in election year, his political reputation pinned to all these green dreams. So he can't let them fail. And I'm going to tease you a little bit, because we're going to tell you in a little while what 2024 is going to look like. But first, we got to go back to the failures of 2023. I know, I teased you, but you know what? You're stuck in traffic, or, you know, you're stuck and don't want to, you know, get up and change the dial real quick. It's okay. We'll get there. I'll land the plane. Don't worry about it. It was in October of this year that it was reported that the CEO of an electric vehicle manufacturer, he brought lobbyists to a quiet meeting at the White House, and he met with Joe Biden's clean energy czar, John Podesta. And by the way, government people, I think we can get bipartisan agreement on this. Let's stop calling everyone that you put in charge of something that you don't know what else to call them. Let's stop calling them a czar, for the love. Let's just stop. I think we can agree, Republican, Democrats alike. I think we can come together on this. Anyway, they met with Joe Biden's clean energy czar. So they won't talk about what they met. But here's what we know. This company has lost $11 billion over the last 3 years. They have never turned a profit. And here we go. This is what 2024 is going to look like. You have this company, whether it's electric bus manufacturer, whether it is Joe Biden's windmills are us, and they're going to start beating a path, and they already are, to the White House, because they know Joe Biden has a green slush fund. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act. It has billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in it. And when you're losing $11 billion over 3 years, that's chump change to Joe Biden's political reputation. If the big guy's going to get his 10%, he knows he's got to send some money out the door for it to come back. And that's where we're going to see these green companies banging down the door for, say it with me, bailouts. That if 2023 was the year of, we'll use Cub Scout Pete's words, fluctuations, rest assured that in 2024, these green groups are going to be too favored to fail, because Joe Biden's favorite industry cannot fail on his watch, especially as he goes back to the voters and says, 81 million votes again. Yeah, I know. I giggle too. And so they are going to use our money to ensure that Joe Biden's friends in the green movement continue to stay in business. And it's a great racket, is it not? Imagine there's industries that support things so perfectly. Like, we'll say, I don't know, the green movement supports one side of the aisle. Teachers unions support one side of the aisle. And how do they make their money? Do they fight it out in the private sector and go out and kill it every single day like you and me and everyone else in the private sector? No. They look over to their state houses and to Washington, D.C., and they look for that sweet, sweet government trough. And that's how they're making their money. And the folks putting money in the trough are more than happy to do it, because they know some of those dollars are going to get back to them, even as these companies flop in 2023. I mean, it just gets worse, right? This is Pete. When you see Cub Scout Pete, because he doesn't, return my Christmas cards, ask him about this. 2023 was also the year that Secretary Granholm, after she sold her sweet stocks, she tried to go on a super-duper promise the EVs work tour with an EV, but she needed gas-powered cars to get it done. And when a staffer was holding up an EV charging spot with it for the secretary, using a gas-powered car to do it, there was an actual 911 call that went in. The failures mount from there. Both major car manufacturers announced they were tapping the brakes on EV ambitions. Nearly 3,900 car dealers, they sent a letter to Joe Biden telling him that EVs are stacking up on our lots. Don't worry, everyone. It's just fluctuations. And despite the fact that the Ford F-150 has been the most popular vehicle in the country for over 40 years, once they electrified it, they couldn't sell it. Ford is going to cut production on the electric version because no one can do it. The failures of the green movement in 2023 stacked up. And the problem we're going to have for 2024 is, we know Joe Biden can't afford all these failures politically, and he's got a whole lot of money to make sure that these things continue to get propped up. And when I say he's got a whole lot of money, it's our money. Hey, tell you what, it's all part of the avalanche of failure we're going to cover. I don't know if we're going to get to all 10. The goal is today, coming up, we're going to get to the top 10 things that Joe Biden did in his war on American energy since taking office. I call it an avalanche because A, there's a lot, and B, there's so much he's done that even I forget about it sometimes, and it's all costing us money. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully you're going to listen to it. Either way, we're going to have a lot of fun. You're listening to Power Punch. Stay with us.
Get more Power Punch at newstalkstl.com. You're listening to Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. Get charged up on the truth. Now, Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
Welcome back to Power Punch. So glad you stuck with us as we review the year of 2023, the year the green bubble burst. But as you know, it wasn't just a single year for Joe Biden and what we've been doing. And I feel bad that I sometimes just have full of not great news here for you. So let me just give you a voice of reason, a voice of hope, and something that we can really look forward to.
I will revoke China's most favored nation trade status, and we will impose stiff penalties on China and other trade abusers because they abuse us. But many people abuse us on trade and even the military. At the same time, I will end Joe Biden's war on American energy, and we will, ready? Drill, baby, drill. We will drill. We'll put straws in the ground and we'll have oil coming up. We have more oil than anybody, oil and gas. We have more than any other country in the world. And, you know, we took it from fourth place to first place in just a short period of time. We were going to make so much money. We were making so much. We were energy independent. Think of that. Gas prices, oil prices down so low. Record numbers in some cases.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a dose of common sense right into your veins. Oh, I love it. You should love it as well. And it is a stark contrast to what we've seen over the past few years, is it not? So much has been going crazy. So I present to you, dear listener, today, the top 10 things, and we're going to move through them in a way that is just wonderful. I'll call it that. You may call it slow. I'll call it wonderful. We're going to go through the top 10 things that Joe Biden has done. Oh, can I even talk? Top 10 things Joe Biden has done in his war on American energy. And when I say the war on American energy, I mean the America last position that Joe Biden has taken that has raised prices for all of us. In fact, the highest prices we've ever seen. American families travel around the country throughout the holiday season. You're doing it. I've done it. We've all done it. We've all been stuck in that traffic. And thanks to Joe Biden, we have faced not just high gas prices, but we faced, during Joe Biden's first term, the highest gas prices we have ever seen. Don't you remember May 2022? The national average for cost of gasoline was $4.37. And for diesel, it was $5.55. Both of those were record highs. And Joe Biden just in the summer of 2022 just kept setting record upon record upon record of the highest gas prices we have seen. Now, I get it here. We'll use Pete Buttigieg's favorite word. We understand that gas prices fluctuated throughout his administration. But ever since he was sworn in to be president, the gas prices have been higher than they were in 2020. There's just no way around it. And so, you know, if people wanted to give an early holiday gift to all of us, Joe Biden could start by bringing back American energy independence. We used to have it. And I hate to go on the history lesson, but let's go on the history lesson for a little bit, shall we? I'm old enough to remember when Republicans and Democrats alike used to sit on that debate stage and say, by golly, we hate our foreign dependence on oil. By golly, we hate it. We hated American energy independence. It was a non-controversial stance. But when you have an America Last president like Joe Biden, even the common sense that used to reign throughout both parties is a victim to his radical agenda. American energy is the enemy to Joe Biden. And we've seen the results. Hi, I'd like to cancel my free subscription to the Green New Deal. Who do I call? Where's the unsubscribe button? Oh, that's right. We'll see it in November. Alas, we're not done. Highest gas prices ever. Yet this guy's going to ask for your vote in 2024. Highest gas prices ever. And please, I know you don't, but please, when your liberal friends start to say, well, they've been down, you don't get to cause the worst thing ever and then try to reapply for your job by saying, well, it's not as bad as it was when I made it the worst. Because that's what they're going to say. They're going to continually say, well, gas prices have come down from their high. Who caused the high gas prices? Who made it the worst? It's like the serial robber. I only committed petty larceny, not grand larceny, so rehire me? That's where we are. That's what he's going to try to convince you to do throughout 2024. And while he's going to try to convince you to do that, let's not forget, he's the guy that's trying to take away your gas-powered car. Your gas-powered everything, but right now we're going to focus on the car. This is number two, Joe Biden's electric vehicle mandates. In 2023, Joe Biden's Environmental Protection Agency, I throw up a little bit every time I say it, they proposed strict new vehicle emission standards. The new ruling would force electric vehicles to make up at least 54% of new cars by 2030 and 66% of all cars by 2032. It's coming quick, everyone. This is what he is planning to do. If you're sitting in traffic and you have the audacity to want to run the heater while you're in your EV, what is that going to do to your range? People are not buying the EVs, and so Joe Biden has to force them. And he does this without Congress. He does this without any of your representatives saying, okay, they pass rules. They use this bureaucratic little backdoor process to essentially pass laws because Joe Biden, his ideas are so unpopular, even the Democrats in Congress don't want to force them. Just anybody running for office in 2024, ask them if they brought a law that required exactly this, 54% of new cars are EVs by 2030, 66 by 2032, would you vote for that law? And most of them are going to say no. Cori Bush is going to be out there being crazy, but that's nothing new. Most of them are going to say no. Yet Joe Biden is going to force it in through the back door, and he's going to do it in a way that he thinks that we don't notice. Can I pull you away for a diversion real quick? Christmas and New Year's is the time that government bureaucrats who want to do things that they know you will hate, that's when they do them because they think you're not paying attention. So pay attention. That's why we're here, baby. The worst EV standards, even though major manufacturers are cutting production, even though the Ford F-150 electric version can't get off the lots. And here's so many things drive me insane, but here's what drives me most insane. There are good, hardworking American men and women who will build the best internal combustion gas vehicles, even the hybrids for the love. They will build them better than anyone else in the world, and Joe Biden won't let them. He is forcing them. He is force-feeding us them to build cars that he knows we don't want. But that's okay to Joe Biden because the green car keeps moving, does it not? I mean, it's all got flats in 2023, but to him, it keeps moving. And let's not forget, we discussed it before, 2023 was also the year of the failed electric vehicle road trips. I mean, we saw him everywhere. Poor guy just tried to drive to Chicago from the Midwest to Canada, couldn't do it. Had that one of those F-150s, I believe. And let's just talk about it. The This year, journalists and even Energy Secretary Joe Biden's Energy Secretary tried to show America how reliable EVs are, but they were in for a rude awakening because it was just this summer that Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm took a road trip across the Southeast, and it was supposed to showcase the advantages of electric vehicles. However, it exposed the significant hurdles. The family had to call police on someone in Granholm's staff because they were reserving a charging station for her gasoline-powered car. Now, I know, I hear the leftists there, but Larry, if the charging station was so popular that they had to reserve a space, doesn't that mean the EVs are so popular? Let me ask you this, boys and girls. Anywhere you go, and I know if you're shopping right before Christmas or even trying to do the return thing after Christmas, the shopping centers are just insane. I went to them and you hate to see it in those shopping centers. Like, oh, there's a sweet parking space. Is it reserved for a service member? No. Pregnant mother? No. Police officer? No. Fireman? No. It's reserved for someone who had a fat EV. And it's empty. See how often they sit empty. And we're told constantly, well, you know, EVs would be more popular if there's more charging stations. The charging stations we see sit empty. And this is for a product that you can't just be, you know, in the pump won't be in your car for 10 minutes. This is going to take you half an hour plus to wink, fill up. And yet they still sit empty. How many billions has Joe Biden sent to fill up these chargers? I'll tell you how many. It's $7.5 billion. And all these billions get lost in the world of statistics after a while, but this is real money that is going for these failed projects. He spent $7.5 billion on it the first year he went in office. They built the first one just this month. And guess what? It sits empty. I think we should start a campaign. I may do it on the Twitters. A campaign to highlight, instead of if you build it, they will come, how about if you build it, they're going to sit empty? Because these EV parking spaces continually aren't used at all. And so we're going to continue to watch this as 2024 goes on. But let's not forget, while Joe Biden was building empty EV charging ports, he was also draining our Strategic Petroleum Reserve. What number are we on? Is this number four? Number four, Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Throughout his time as president, the Biden administration has drained 180 million barrels of oil. That's right, 180 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. What was the emergency? Did we go to war with anyone? Did our military need this oil? No. It was Joe Biden drove the gas prices up so high that he then had to drain the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to save his political neck. And he did it when? He did it in 2022. Why did he do it in 2022? Oh, for the midterms. He tried to relieve gas prices just enough so that his buddies in Congress wouldn't pay a political price for it. He's drained our Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I think we're to the point right now that if our nation had to just rely on the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, we're down to less 3 weeks, man. More than any other president, he has drained oil out of that thing. And he's done it because his terrible policies, which we'll continue to get to, his terrible policies made gas prices so high that people may not vote for him or his party. So that's another thing we need to watch out for in 2024. Joe Biden is going to try to hide the consequences of his terrible, terrible policies. And he's going to use some pretty crazy tactics to do it, especially draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to its worst levels in perhaps ever. That is what we are up against. So we have gone through one, two, three, four of the worst things, four of our top 10. I don't even know if we're going to get to all 10. I'll just be honest with y'all. Four of the top 10 things that Joe Biden has done to tear up America's energy industry. And oh, by the way, that Strategic Petroleum Reserve, didn't he send some of it to China? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he absolutely did send some of it to China. And when he tries to refill it, is he going to be able to pay it back and refill it at the same price? No, because he's driven the price of oil so crazy, it's going to need more of our tax dollars to do it. But just kidding. Joe Biden doesn't want to refill it because, well, that means, you know, using oil. And that's just not going to work for him. I didn't forget about Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but there's so many things that he's done. We're going to cover a whole lot more. Hunter Biden's going to get in there. We're going to talk a little China. We're going to talk about how well Joe Biden did with inflation coming up. We're going to talk about so much more. We are covering the top 10 things Joe Biden has done in his war on American energy as we get ready to close out 2023. Say hello to 2024, and we're so grateful you're here with us. Stay tuned. Power Punch will continue.
Get more Power Punch with Larry Behrens at newstalkstl.com. This is Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. Get charged up on the truth. This is Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
Welcome back. Boy, it just flies by, does it? Or you know, as Joe Biden would say, it fluctuates. You're listening to Power Punch right here. Larry Behrens with you. Hey, I just want to let you know, if there is some energy news or some understanding, or you're just like, you know what, I don't get enough Power Punch, okay? This dose, Daddy needs a little more. You can head on over to powerthefuture.com. We always got some fun things going on there, including this list I'm going down today. It is absolutely there. And all the things you need to know about Joe Biden's war on American energy. It is all front and center every single day. powerthefuture.com. If you want to yell at me, larry@powerthefuture.com. You know, you're going to have to get through all those spam emails, but go ahead, give it your best. We're going to go ahead and move along with the top 10 things. I got to be honest, I don't think I'm going to get to them all. I just don't think we're going to be able to get it all done. But I want to bring this in because it is apropos to what we're talking about this week. Here's the news at how Uncle Joe is doing in America right now.
We have some polling out this morning on this issue. When it comes to whether the president was involved in Hunter's business or did something related to it, 38% told us they think he did something illegal. This is the president. 27% say something unethical. So that's 65% of Americans who think something shady went on there with regard to the president and Hunter's business. And now we have a flip on impeachment. There are now more Americans who tell us they believe it's a legitimate inquiry than a bogus inquiry. That has flipped since we last polled this in September.
65%. 65 of you. And first of all, I want to know what the other 35 of you are doing right now. But 65% say that Joe Biden has acted illegally or unethically vis-a-vis Hunter Biden's business deals. Yeah, I would say he does. I mean, let's just take a look at the scenarios, shall we? When I believe he was vice president or just after he got done being vice president, you have to remember that Hunter Biden, businessman extraordinaire, I guess, I don't know how you get in the place where you have Chinese communist companies coming to you to say, hey, we want to buy a cobalt mine in Africa. Will you help us negotiate the deal? We want to buy it from an American company. I need to check my spam folder on my mail because I don't know how one gets into a position where they get to work deals with Chinese communist mining companies so that you can buy a cobalt mine from an American company. But that's exactly where Hunter Biden landed. I'm sure the fact his dad had been in the Senate since, you know, I don't know, reunification. I'm sure that, you know, since, you know, Joe Biden voted for the Marshall Plan or whatever, he'd been in the Senate so long that maybe that helped. Maybe the fact his dad was vice president, maybe that helped Hunter land squarely in this deal. And I want to know, like, I want to see Hunter Biden's timesheets from that time. Hey, Hunter, you're going to make some millions off of this deal helping China buy this cobalt mine so that we can build those EVs. What did you do today? Well, you know, I sent an email, I played some serious solitaire. And that's probably the nicest things I could say Hunter Biden was doing that day. I mean, it seems to me that this is pure payola. And I'm using that language because I don't want our friends at the FCC to come after me. It seems to me that this is money to grease the wheels to get things done. Nonetheless, business mind extraordinaire Hunter Biden found himself orchestrating this deal. And we've seen all the emails. We've seen the 10% for the big guy. We've seen, so you know that Joe Biden is doing that. And then you start to maybe think, hey, you know what? Maybe Joe Biden is so maniacal about this green push because there's a whole lot of money in it for him, particularly if he can get his family into negotiating these deals. Well, let's figure it out why. So Americans are going to be receiving coal in their stocking. I would actually not turn that down this year, but let's just say it, because on his first day in office, President Biden, what did he give us? Let's unwrap it. Oh, it's a pact with China. This was the year the State Department announced a deal with Chinese counterparts to speed up our reliance on green energy sources such as wind and solar panel. So they had an agreement. Nations further pledged to sufficiently accelerate renewable energy deployment in the respective economies through 2030. That's right. When did this happen? It happened. The Greenies already celebrated their holiday season. It was at COP28, and it was in Dubai. If you didn't get your invite, neither did I. But that's where United States and China hobnobbed, and that's where they planned these deals. United States says, hey, we're going to force your agenda. Hopefully we get our kickbacks on the side, our political leaders, because, you know, John Kerry, another czar, is orchestrating the deal. And then we all come back, and they come back home, and then they start to make the money. And now, thankfully, 65% of Americans are starting to say, hey, I'm starting to see something that looks like grifting here. You pass these laws that send money to these companies, and then lo and behold, your family members are tied in with these companies and these industries that all these people that are in your administration are making money off of. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So Joe Biden worked a pact with China, and they were very happy. They came out of COP28 saying, we're so excited we're going to transition away from fossil fuels. Let me tell you something. If you're listening to me right now, chances are absolutely that fossil fuels made it possible. Whether it's natural gas, whether it's coal, whether it is oil, natural gas or fossil fuels make it all possible. And I got to tell you, consultants yell at me all the time. Oh, say fossil fuels. That's what the left uses. And it's wrong. I'm proud of it. I embrace it. I love it. I lean into it. It has made my life, and everyone who can hear my voice right now, it has made your life possible. It has made the United States the most fantastic nation on the planet. It's not the only thing. Don't get worked up. But the fact that we can utilize energy to get done the things we need to get done, fossil fuels made it popular. And I'll never shy away from that, even though Joe Biden does. Hey, you know what? 2023 was also the one-year anniversary. Look who turned one. Look who's grifting on its own. Oh, look who's stealing taxpayer dollars already. Those first grifting teeth are coming in. The Inflation Reduction Act turned 1 year old in 2023. It is billions in green handouts. That is what the Inflation Reduction Act is. And it's going to be a big payday for China. Wow, I wonder who's going to get paid. So we've covered how Joe Biden is going to probably use it to bail out companies that politically he can't have fail because they're too favored to fail. Now he has this green slush fund known as the Inflation Reduction Act. And guess what those tax dollars are going to be used to support? Slave labor in China, child labor in Africa. But that's what Joe Biden works for every single day. You can be all sanctimonious all you want, driving around your EV with your condescending license plate. Oh, I don't need the gas station. But let's just be upfront, right? That's slave labor. That's child labor. They're digging as fast as they can because they know in another 2 years you're going to want the next EV. And you can be all happy that you want to be about it. I don't begrudge you if you want to get it, but let's just be clear about what's behind it. They are having to mine thousands upon millions of tons of earth to get you the batteries for that EV. And they're not doing it environmentally friendly, so stop condescending to that. And they're not doing it in a way that is friendly to human rights. The two things you greenies are supposed to care about, whenever they say environmental justice, ask them if that counts for child slave labor. They're supposed to care about it. The Inflation Reduction Act, 1 year old in 2023. And here's one that Joe Biden tried to sneak past us in the holiday season. It happened this week. Joe Biden is sending, I'm going to introduce a new word because they're going to use it a lot. Joe Biden is sending, I believe it's $600 million to what he calls grant makers. Say it with me. What's a grant maker? This is how the scheme is going to work now. Joe Biden has picked, and his EPA have picked, I think, 11 grant makers. They can be universities. They can be, which have had a really great reputation the last couple of months, have they not? We've seen that universities are doing a stellar job over the last couple of months, right? So Joe Biden decided, let's give them some more money. They can be universities. They can be environmental nonprofits. And Joe Biden is going to send them $600 million. And what their charge is they decide who gets these grants. So if you want to, I don't know, plant unicorn seeds in a fair trade field down along the border because you just can't have a wall there, you have to approach these grant makers that Joe Biden has deemed worthy to hand out our money. And it's not like it's even the EPA handing it out. It's not like it's even, you know, the department that you've never heard of and with the bureaucrat that is the worst. It's not even a direct government employee. They have decided that these little groups get to hand out $600 million of your money to fund projects that they want. And that's even before I mentioned the word Climate Corps. Oh yeah, Joe Biden wants his own climate corps. He's working to get his own climate corps. I mean, can you imagine if those knucklehead kids who are gluing themselves to everything, trying to mess with your commute to get to work, can you imagine once we start paying them to do that? That's what the climate corps is. Next time you see someone trying to throw pasta sauce on the Mona Lisa, that's who Joe Biden wants to employ, the climate corps. Hey, that gender studies degree finally coming in handy. I could work for the Climate Corps. Another thing that Joe Biden did to fight American energy. Oh my gosh, I'm running out of time already. All right, we're going to get through these next ones quick because we got to get through the last ones. The last three things in our top 10 list of what Joe Biden has done to mess with American energy in this year. So, Joe Biden brought us, we already know, the worst inflation since the 1980s. And I mean, you guys know how this works. Joe Biden, when he drove gas prices to their highest ever, it made everything more expensive and we still haven't recovered. And we see the White House constantly saying, well, inflation is loosening, inflation is waning. No. Ask yourself a simple question. Are you paying the same thing for the products you buy now that you did in 2019 or 2020? If the answer is no, then inflation is not waning. It is bad. You can't say that just because it was less worse than it was just a month ago, that it's waning, because it is still so much worse than when Joe Biden came into office. And it's all because he decided to attack American energy. And we'll save this one for last. Which ones? Oh, so he's also tried to ban this one. Oh yeah, this was the year he tried to ban every appliance, right? So let me see, new standards. Here, let me just tear through them because I'm already out of time. He's trying to ban your gas stoves, your gas water heater, your gas furnace, your clothes washers, dishwashers, refrigerators, and air conditioners, and your gas-powered lawn equipment. There is nothing that he hasn't tried to come after in 2023. Again, all executive edict, all done without Congress saying, okay, he just keeps doing it. He has leased the fewest acres of land for oil production because he does not want to have any American oil production. He said okay to Saudi Arabia. He said okay to Venezuela. He said okay to Iran. He's made dirty deals. Oh, I haven't even touched on Iran this year. And of course, the topper, the you know, I don't want to say the star, the failure topping on the Christmas tree that is Joe Biden's war on American energy. Day one, canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Oh my goodness. I barely fit it in. Each one of those is its own show. But it has been so much that we can't forget. Joe Biden needs us to forget in 2024 all the things that he has done, because he's going to be asking for you to give him some more time in the office. And he's hoping, he needs you to forget how terrible he made things. He is going to blame it all on Putin. He's going to blame it all on COVID. And we know it's just not the case. So as we go into 2024, I know he's got one more show in 2023. Just work with me. As we go in 2024, I just want to say very quickly, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Ken, who puts this all together. Thank you so much for everything we do. Your voice is important, and you are not alone in watching what they are trying to do to our country. And I know that 2024 is going to be a year we stand up against it. We'll be back next week. My name is Larry Behrens. Thank you so much for listening. This is Power Punch.
Get more Power Punch at NewstalkSTL.com. Power Punch with Larry Behrens on Newstalk STL. For podcast articles and more, find us on NewstalkSTL.com.